Mr. Simon Reel 3, did you have anything to do with the mules that you mentioned?
Only loading them up and offloading them.
Any stories about the mules?
Yes, one was a bit cross-eyed. And a load had been put onto him. And for some reason or other, there was a large patch of whiteness on this load. And he turned round and he saw it. And he was off like a shot. This was in Aberdeen on the airstrip. And he was trying to kick it off, but he was running along and kicking his hind legs out. Eventually, his muleteer threw a coat of some sort over his head and quieted him down. But it was comical to see this.
Did the mules come out or were they killed?
Well, it brought them out, yes. Mm. One tragedy was towards the end. There was a group of the Leicesters were being flown out with the mules in the Dakota. And a wingtip touched the ground and it cartwheeled, killed 12 mules and I think about 10 men. A tragedy.
What was the number of your column?
16.
And you said that Wingate saw you before you went in.
Yes.
But we didn't describe it. What was that like? You didn't describe what it was like.
Well, he was just in a bush shirt. Shorts and had his three DSOs and he didn't have a hat on. He was just walking with an aide and talking to whoever he saw.
Did he address you?
Not personally, no. And he didn't address the column. He just came over to see that everyone was on parade, as it were.
This was before, whereabouts was that
exactly? This was on the bank of the Chinwin, the east bank.
So after you'd got over?
Yeah.
What kind of impression did he make on the troops?
Well, he was Wingate. Everybody admired him.
Did he look a smart officer?
No. Not at that time, no. But he could look scruffy and wearing his old pit helmet, you know.
Any other incidents that happened to you whilst you were in those 4 months in the jungle?
If one thing that comes to mind, while we were at where you were just been talking about, on the east bank of the Chinwin, one of our muleteers, Ron McKevitt, scrounged a lift in one of the light planes, flew south, and crossed over a place we were supposedly thinking of crossing, called Single and Comfy, and saw a large formation of Japanese troops crossing the river there. He reported it, and whatever happened after that, I don't know. But I can only assume that these were the large formations going forward for the assault on India, Kohima and Imphal.
Now, you've got with you at the moment some of the things that you had with you in the jungle.
Yeah.
Obviously, people can't see them, but can you describe in words what you've got?
Oh, this, this was a panic map. You could, this is getting rotten now. you could navigate your way from it if you were separated from your column or your platoon, whatever it was. It's one side is North Burma, the other side is Central Burma. And this was painted, this is coloured in orange, so that if we were in need of anything, we could use this as a signal to the air to get a supply drop, whatever we needed. They'd be laid out in lines and a coded message.
What was it called?
Panic map.
And the other things that you've got there, can you describe them, please?
Well, that's a map I got after the.
Did everybody have one of these panic maps?
Yes. General issue.
What insignia did you have? Because I think you've still got those.
Oh, we didn't have cap badges and things like that in Burma. You had nothing to identify yourself with. Only an identity tag, that's all.
What did that look like?
Well, that was round your neck in case you were killed.
But you've got a Chindit badge with...
Yes.
An animal on.
We didn't have that in Burma.
When did you get that?
It was issued when you came out. And the regimental insignia and the badge and the medal ribbons, they were all issued afterwards.
How much do you think your unit achieved in Burma then, your Chindit unit?
Only as a diversion. So that the airborne troops could fly in.
You were talking about the dropping of rations, but how accurate were the aircraft in getting them to you?
Very good. At night time we formed fires in an L shape, and the planes would drop the supplies into the V of the L. And daytime, the same thing, smoky fires.
And would the rations be damaged in the drop?
No, we came down with parachute in what we call chute bags. There were some damage from time to time, but they came down in parachute and were quickly grabbed, hooked onto a mule. That's what caused that mule to go up, to kick his feet in the air.
Were they dropping anything else apart from food and...
Or ammunition. Batteries. Radios. Boots on one occasion.
Do you think any of the drops fell into the hands of local people or even Japanese?
Could well have done. But none of ours. We got all ours.
It sounds as though you didn't actually see any Japanese then.
No. I saw one or two Indian National Army that were fighting with the Japanese.
How did you come to see them?
They were brought into the main headquarters.
What did they look like?
Like Indians in Jap uniforms.
In what condition were they in?
Oh. Not bad, really. I think the Japs looked after them.
How many of them were brought in?
I only saw two.
Do you know how they'd been captured?
Well, patrols. One of the patrols brought them in.
Had they been wounded?
No.
How were they treated?
Well, no.
When you saw them, how they were being treated when you saw them?
Oh, no harm done to them. Not apparently, anyway.
Were they Sikhs or other Indians?
No, they looked like Bengalis to me.
Could you tell them a Bengali from other Indians?
Well, the Madrasis are very dark. But the Bengalis are much lighter. The Sikhs are a mixture of both.
I think there's something you've missed out about the training before you went in.
Yes, this was a large scheme of about 3 weeks. Duration. Coming up to Christmas, and we had a Christmas meal, and then we went on to Assam. And we entrained for the Brahmaputra, took a ferry to Jaipur, and eventually to the Indian end of the Lido Road, where we were trucked to the 84th milestone. On arrival there, I was detailed to go up the first hill, where a muleteer was on the top, had been kicked in the stomach, and we had to carry him down. And I must admit or recognise the skill of the engineers who went before us. They stepped every foot of the way up that 5,000 feet, and we were able to get up easily and come down easily. And the mules could gallop up there because they had something to hold on to.